AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. This is day six in the search in Florida at the scene of a collapsed condo building. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
Nobody's giving up hope here. Nobody's stopping.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett.
The work goes on full force. We're dedicated to get everyone out of that pile of rubble and reunite them with their families.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says the death toll remains at 11.
No new fatalities have been confirmed, but we have been able to notify each of the 11 families who have lost their loved ones.
President Joe Biden and the First Lady will visit Surfside Thursday. I'm Shelley Adler.
There's a sister building nearby in Florida. Philip Zine lives there. He still lives there.
I feel that everything is solid. Now, having said all of that, if these engineering studies come out and say, oh, wow, there's a major column that's cracked and about to fall, then obviously I'm going to reconsider.
Prosecutors in Florida will pursue a grand jury investigation into the deadly collapse. President Biden is in La Crosse, Wisconsin, to push for a proposed $973 billion infrastructure package.
I think we're going to get it passed, and it's going to mean a lot overall to the quality of your roads and maintenance of your bridges and tunnels. And so it's a big deal.
The president toured La Crosse's public transit center, highlighting projects including hybrid buses as the Pacific Northwest swelters in an unprecedented heat wave. An electrical utility in Spokane, Washington, announced there will be more rolling blackouts that will cut off electricity and air conditioning. The announcement comes as the heat started to ease in Seattle and Portland, Oregon, but moved into inland areas. Veteran Forester Randy Moore has been named Chief of the U.S. Forest Service, the first African-American to lead the agency in its 116-year history. This is AP News. Princess Diana's legacy lingers. Fans mark what would have been her 60th birthday.
Most people wouldn't volunteer to walk through a minefield. In 1997, Princess Diana did it twice. She'd realized some of the photographers accompanying her didn't get a first shot, so she turned around and did it again. Writer-editor Ingrid Seward says Diana understood the power of imagery, and she knew that a photograph was worth 100 words.
She would reach over the heads of people in a crowd to shake someone's hand behind. She would kneel down to children so that she was on their own level.
Those touched by the life of the preschool teacher turned princess are remembering her ahead of what would have been her 60th birthday on Thursday. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Venus Williams got her 90th career victory at Wimbledon today, beating Michaela Buzărnescu of Romania in three sets. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.